worship His name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise His name. Let's get our Bibles out this afternoon.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Sure enjoyed prayer last night, brother, sister. What a wonderful time. As Brother Dan said this a little bit ago, we were fellowshipping. Might have to skip out on Asian Girl afterwards. I don't know about that. Ooh, mercy. I had Brother Andrew a little rough night, a little rough morning. More ways than one, but I tend to forget. For some reason, that place, it actually would give me a headache most of the time, and I don't know really why. It don't make a lot of sense to me, but I don't know. All kidding aside, man, one of these days, I feel like in prayer, we're just going to take off. It's just going to be it. I mean, that's gone, you know? I really do. Brother, sister, we just sang it. I feel like traveling on. Are you believing that with all your heart?
Amen.
That in everything, it's the coming of the Lord, brother, sister. How in the world can this world keep going on? I don't know. I don't know. Most of y'all, even more so than me, don't even know how we're still here now.
Right.
Exactly. Amen. Some of you, when I was born, I'm sure nobody thought I'd be an adult by no means. And here I am almost 30 years old, and the Lord knows. He knows. And that's what I love about it. It looked like the ark was taking a long time to get built, but God knew. 120 years when that flood's coming. I know when it's coming, and that's when it's going to be here. A lot of people look at quotes and say, well, Brother Bram said it should have been in 77, or it should have already happened by now, and this shouldn't. I said, really? I remember another time where he said, I don't care if it's another 100 years from now. I'm still going to be looking for it.
Amen.
Said it might be in the morning, might be tomorrow, might be 10 years, might be 50 years, might be 100. I don't know.
Amen.
That's after the seals, too, just in case you're wondering. Hallelujah. But I believe, brother, sister, I believe the Word of God has given us enough insight to know it can't be much longer. And I hope today helps us realize what's really holding it back anyways. It's not the nations. It's not Russia we're waiting on or Israel. No, all these things are long overdue. Long overdue. Years overdue, brother, sister. And I pray that we'll get our hearts right with the Lord today and press the battle. So thank the Lord for that. James chapter 5, and then I'd like to turn to Matthew 5 right after that. James 5, and just one verse in James. Hope you all don't mind my pace going through this book. We don't get too far most services, but James chapter 5 and verse 12. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest you fall into condemnation. Matthew 5, 33. James didn't presume when he made this statement. He was basing it on what Jesus had told them earlier. James 5, 33. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is His footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the... What's that? I started at 33. You're right, 34. Verse 34 is where I started. I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is His footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. I'd like to stop there. We've got a term in the world that they use all the time. It's called being politically correct. I'd like to preach this afternoon being Christianly correct. Being Christianly correct. Before you, I'll get to that in a minute. Christianly is actually a word. I didn't make that up. I looked it up in the dictionary. It is a real word. But being Christianly correct. In His presence. Now let's all bow our heads.
Oh,
every head bowed, every heart. We come as reverently as you know how. Is there a need you'd like to lift up to Him with a raised hand? Say, Lord, you know what's behind my hand. And you know what's in my heart. God bless you, saints. Let's invite the Lord to have His way in the service. Heavenly Father, thank You for gathering the saints together today. Thank you, Lord, that where two or three are gathered together, you promise to be here with us, Lord. And we don't want you just to be invited. We want you to feel welcomed, Lord. We want to open up our hearts and say, wherever you want to go, whatever you want to do, Lord, you have full reign in our souls to make us what we ought to be, to show us where we've been wrong and bring us right back to the correct path, Lord. We pray that your blood would come. And Lord, as we approach your word, forgive us of our many sins, our many shortcomings, Lord, and help us to serve you with all of our hearts. May the Holy Spirit come now. Take the words off this page, Lord, and seared into every heart that no matter what the devil would do, he could never take away the word that was given today. May it not fall by the wayside. May the word not fall among thorns, but may it fall into good, prepared ground in the hearts of the children of God today. Help each one hear their heart's cry. Heal every sickness. Restore every backslid, Lord. Fill anew with the Holy Ghost, we pray this afternoon. Speak from heaven, we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated today. Thank you, Lord. As I said, I looked up the word Christianly, and it came to me when I was thinking about what to speak on here, and I couldn't quite get past this verse, and I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for the leading of the Lord. I'm to the point now, brother, sister, I don't even know how to walk across my house without asking the Lord about it. I don't know how to go about my day without asking the Lord. I've realized I don't know how to talk to my wife. I don't know how to talk to my children. I don't know how to talk to my neighbors without the Lord, brother, sister. And you know what? God made us that way. It's when we don't think we need to be that way is when we get in trouble. Isn't that right? When you think, oh, I got this one, God, don't worry about it. You don't need to be in this part of my marriage. We'll take care of this ourselves. No, you need to bring it back to the Word every time. And we've got a movement in the world now about being politically correct. And what they really mean is do everything you can to only say what they want said. Only push their agenda, whatever party you're part of or whatever ideology or whatever. If you're part of Black Lives Matter, make sure you only say what that says. And if you blast everyone else, that's okay. That's politically correct. Come on now. Don't get too quiet. If you're a Democrat, you better not say nothing nice about no Republicans. And if you're a Republican, you better not say nothing nice about no Democrats. When it's all said and done, they're both just as crooked as anyone else in the universe. And look, America's no exception, brother, sister. This is the way nations go when they're governed by the devil. People think that this is some anomaly of what's going on in America. Are you kidding me? Look at history. Every time you'll watch, you'll see a great revolution. You'll see people that are fervent about starting a new thing. And they go and they start a new nation. And my, they've got enthusiasm. They got patriotism. You know why? Because they put their lives on the line for this. People that came to start America had to put their lives on the line. When they started Israel, they were putting their lives on the line. When every nation, when they went to conquest, people put their lives on the line. Why? They had a principle they wanted to stand for. Hallelujah. They wanted to press their agenda wherever they wanted to be. And you know what? As long as it's holy and by the word, that's good. Amen. It's when we get selfish and things fall apart. But that's how it starts off that way. And you build a stable base of people who didn't just say it, but they put effort behind it. Amen. And I hope I think some of you are already typing out and feeling rebuked already. If you believe this word of this hour, we're here to establish a kingdom. Don't be somebody on the sideline, because that's what happens after that first generation. Things begin to get lax. Things become stories instead of reality. Things become legends instead of something that's been handled by the hands of men and women. Man, the people like George Washington and things, as I said, they put their lives on the line to start this nation. And now we got somebody who ain't never worked a day in his life running this place. Who's the first president? How many knows the first president? President Obama is the first president who has a picture of him smoking marijuana. That's right. You can go find it. He was younger, but look, that's the point. It just shows you that the whole nation's corrupt. This is what always happens. People get in revolution. They start a work that they believe in. And after a while, what begins to happen? People get lazy. People don't care anymore about those beginning principles. Why? Because they had nothing to do with it with their own hands. All they are is benefactors of what was done before. Oh my, don't you be a second-rate Christian either, where you're just leeching off the benefits of what happened before. We've got that happening in our message today, brother, sister. Too many people still basing on just Brother Branham, the man. What about the principles he stood for? What about the word that he declared? It's still alive today. And if you don't got your hands in there in the nitty-gritty, you'll never appreciate it like a real son and daughter of God does. And they begin apathetic as a nation. It rises up, and just as fast as it rises, they fall. Why? It's not because it's God's fault. It's because they're governed by the devil. The devil lets you get enthusiastic just long enough until he's got you. And then he gets you to be lazy, and he gets you to feel entitled and feel like everyone else, you're the victim all the time, and everyone else is out to get you, and they ought to give you everything that they have because they don't deserve it. I heard a best quote. I love this one. I don't remember. It was on Facebook or something probably. But he says, how come it's greed for a rich man to keep his money, but not for poor people to want his money? Can I say that again? If a guy's went out and earned money, he's allowed to do with it whatever he wants, brother, sister. It's no right of any of us to want what they have. If you want it, go earn it.
Right.
Hallelujah. Well, brother, it's just there's too many injustices in this world. Well, I've got a God that usurps all this. I ain't here to talk politically correct today. I'm here to talk Christianly correct, which means it don't matter what's going on in the world. I got a God who governs in all the nations.
Amen.
He allows the devil to rule that we understand the kingdoms. He tried to give them to Jesus, but it was all done. There was still a mountain coming to crash the whole thing down. That was the kingdom of God. That would never be moved, brother,
Amen.
Sister. Don't tell me the devil's pushing God around. That's the last thing from the truth. God is doing exactly what he wants to do, brother, sister. Get on board.
Amen.
Amen. Help me out now. That's why this scripture here that we're reading, it doesn't seem like this would be that big a deal. But look what James said. He says, but above all things, he's emphasizing this point. Don't swear by anything. Why? Because when you swear by your own word about what you're going to do, what not, you know what you're really saying? God, I've got a better word than yours.
Sure.
You're adding, and look, I've never seen it work. I've had those brothers come to me, sisters, brother, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at church every time. I'm gonna really serve the Lord. They ain't here next week.
Right.
Why? You're swearing by your word. Swear by His word.
Amen.
What did James say? Don't say anything. You don't even know if you're going to make it to tomorrow. He says, the Lord will. I'm going to be there.
Amen.
And that's not a cop-out either, because some people do that too. Lord will, and I'll pray today. It's His will.
Amen.
Lord will, and I'll read my Bible. No. So I need a revelation. No, you haven't. That's the problem. Now you need to do it. Amen.
Amen.
And here's the thing people don't really understand. If you will honor God's word without, well, say you don't really understand it. Some people act like you have to do that. That ain't true at all. Just do what he said.
Amen.
That's right. You go all the way back to Genesis.
That's right.
Cain had no idea why the sacrifice was blood. No clue. Abel tried to explain it. God came and said, just do it. Just do it. I didn't give you a revelation, but do it, and I'll bless you. You know what? There was a general named Naaman one time who the word of the Lord came to and says, you want to get healed of your leprosy? Go dunk in that river 7 times. He didn't respect that word at all.
That's right.
He said, I don't believe that. It's a bunch of nonsense. He's like, what are you talking about? And some people think, oh, just dunking in a river, that ain't bad. You want to go dunking them on me 7 times? And that's what he said. He said, aren't there rivers where I'm from that are a whole lot better than that muddy, nasty Jordan down there?
Right.
And he got mad. He said, I thought he'd thunder out of heaven.
Uh-huh.
And call in the name of his God and say, be healed, Naaman.
Uh-huh.
And we'll put it on the tabloids. Yeah. And there won't be no black mark on it nowhere. And all the world will just support me getting healed. That's what most people think it's like. And that's why they turned down Brother Branham. They understand that's not how God does His program. Look, Jesus walked on the water. Who saw it?
Right.
His disciples.
Right.
Oh, sure, yeah, walked on the water. Yeah, we really believe that. Why didn't everybody else see it?
Right.
Well, actually, you know why? It's because Jesus knew nobody else would believe this.
Right.
Brother, sister, and how much we ought to cherish the Word of God that's come to us. You say, why did it bypass this? Why did they turn it down? Why did it come to me? Why do I believe it? Because God knew you could. God knew you would, and that's why He sent it to you. He didn't send His word to unbelievers. He sent it to the seed of God,
Amen.
That they could come back to fellowship with Him again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He wants them to be in fellowship with Him. Brother, sister, don't swear by name. Don't tell me what you're doing. Tell me what God's doing.
Amen.
Amen. Let your yea be yea, your nay nay. That's why when I brought about the whole fellowship thing, I realized there's too much gray in this. It needs to be yes or no. Because I'm learning, that's where evil comes in. That's where it came in the Garden of Eden, brother, sister. They had yes and no. They had the tree of life, yes. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, no. What did the devil come and do? He got a hold of that serpent, didn't he? And he anointed him with his spirit. And he came and says, I understand what God said.
Sure.
But there's a little part he left out. If you eat that tree of knowledge of good and evil, you'll become as gods. And God's really just trying to hold back on you because he don't quite love you like I do. And what began to happen, instead of there just being white and black, there became a little bit of, a little wiggle room in here. A little bit more than yes and no. And brother, sister, too many times, that's what's happened to too many people. If you watch when the devil gets in your life, it's because you did that. It's because you took a situation that you knew was yes or no, and you tried to fudge the answer the other way a little bit. The devil, he's really patient. I'll give him that. He really knows how to sit there and just this egg on you one little thing at a time, don't he? Because he knows he's done it enough times. He's got it figured out. If I can just get one little put of my foot in that door, it'll never be sealed all the way anymore. And if I can keep pushing on in before I can walk right into that life, destroy everything that God's done. But here's the thing, brother, sister. We ought to be Christians filled with the Holy Ghost, sealed away from the things of the world to where we tell him, no! That's not the word. That's why I'm not doing it. I feel like I should. It makes sense that I should. But I know what the word said, and I'm not doing it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Things need to become Christianly correct. That what God said about it, what the word said about it, and I'll bring it to this, what the prophet said about it is, thus saith the Lord, you let it go.
Amen.
Yes or no, brother, sister?
Sure.
Too many people do this with even coming to church, brother, sister. Brother Andrew, why are you preaching about coming to church? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because we're here today, brother, sister, and we ought to know why we're coming here. First thing is you ought to want to come here.
Amen.
If you don't like coming to church, it shows there's something wrong on the inside, brother, sister, because you've got a spirit in you that's feeding on something outside of the Word.
Amen.
David, when he was told he's going to the house of the Lord, he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Oh, make us? No, let us. I could be doing, this is the king of Israel. He could have been doing anything he wanted to. What did he say? I want to go to church today. Why? He had a different attitude than many people have. We got the draggers, don't we? Oh, come on. Do I have to? I mean, it does start at noon. It's kind of late. Or it's early, or it's late, or it's in between. It don't matter. The devil's got every excuse in the world. I've learned that, like I said, about preaching. There ain't no right time. The devil will come and say, man, he didn't preach very long. He must not have been inspired. Or, man, why do you keep going on and on and on? I mean, that was just way too long. What's the magic number, brother, sister? Say, well, Brother Bram said 45, and that's right, brother. I agree with that with all my heart. If you want to find effective message, it's usually around there. But he also said, if the Holy Spirit's moving, look, you do what he says. That's right. Because this is the point. This is what's Christianly correct, is God dictates how long the service is. And God has dictated the prophet to say these things.
Amen.
When it comes to how we order service, look, I believe in doing it the way the prophet said. When it goes to doing Sunday school, when it goes to doing deacons, and it goes to trustees and things. Look, a lot of those, besides deacon and pastor, we have Bible for that. And I don't fudge that at all, brother, sister. Many people want us to fudge what a deacon is. And look, I would love to have one, but I will not leave the Word of God to have one. That's right at all. And I don't believe in that at all. And more than just being married, too. That seems to be the only requirement anybody knows about, that a deacon's married to one wife. What about all the rest of it?
Right.
Go read it. Look, how many deacons are faithful in all things? Not even just them, but their wives are.
Right.
A deacon, actually, if you go in the Scripture, has more qualification than a pastor does.
Right.
Sure does. Yeah, we just hand anybody who's married, and at least he's married once. I guess that's good enough. No, you ought to investigate a man's life. That's right, brother, sister. And if there's a cloud on it, the Bible says he's got to have a good reproach inside the church and outside. That's where I think a lot of people fail. Man, they're awful nice to you, but for some reason they get out there and they turn into businessmen just like the rest of the world. And Brother Bram said, no, that's the devil. He said, you should be a Christian everywhere you are. That's right. He said, we ought to have Christ in even our business dealings. Amen. David said this also. He says, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000.
Amen.
I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness.
Oh, my.
And we all say, oh, yeah, amen, amen. And you know, we can't serve God, amen, and God in the world. But brother, sister, a lot of people, they say they love God more than money. But let the situation arise. Where, well, I mean, I don't have to work this overtime, but, you know, I really could use it, and I might have to miss church, but, you know, the Lord understands. Yeah, He understands that you don't have no faith. And this is my idea. I don't know. I can't say, thus say the Lord, maybe not exactly, but I'm going to say this. I've seen the devil get a hold of that thought on many a man. and drive him right into the ground, right away from the house of God. I've got a faith that if you'll seek the Lord and say, Father, I want to be in the house of God every chance that I can because I love the Word, God makes a way. Amen. Amen. Sometimes it causes a sacrifice out of us. You know what? Maybe we don't need that fancy car.
Right.
Maybe we don't need to eat out every other day. Maybe we don't need fancy clothes. Maybe we need to serve the Lord first. Maybe we ought to do what Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, brother, sister. And I know that with all my heart. If you'll serve the Lord and do what He said in His Word, you'll never be begging bread.
Amen.
You'll be better off than you ever were on your own. Like, I appreciate Sister Violet saying here when they started getting in a rough time a little bit, said, we don't even know where the money came from, but it was paid, brother, sister. And I believe that with all my heart. You think it's better to be out there in the world because, you know, we got more advantages and money and things? No, because then you get out there and you ain't protected no more. Then you get out there and yes, your air conditioner goes out, your water heater breaks, your tires go bad, and you realize, well, I ain't making no more money. I thought I was, but I had to spend it all.
Amen.
And then you get in the Lord and all of a sudden things just start, they just take care of themselves. Why? Because God is God, brother, sister.
Amen.
There ain't a sparrow that falls on the ground. There ain't a mosquito that don't bat its eye that God doesn't know all about it. How much more about His own children when He watches your life and He says, I know they're struggling, but look at that faith they're holding on to. I've got to bless them today. I'll keep them. They want to be in my house. Oh, I'll pave all these sinners right out of the way so they can be there.
Amen.
And that sounds like disgenerous, but look, God loves His children.
Amen.
That's right. He took Nebuchadnezzar and said, look, you old rotten sinner, come here. I need you.
Uh-huh.
I need you because my children get out of line. You drive them back to me.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He said, Nebuchadnezzar, my servant. Do you believe he's saved? No, it's that he used him for his purpose.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, Pharaoh, the only reason you even got power is so I could glorify myself.
Amen.
If you don't want to do it God's way, you're going to do it God's way anyways. You're just going to be on the wrong side. You're not going to be on the side you want to be. You're going to be on the side where He says, well, fine, you have it your way. Amen. Don't swear by anything, brother, sister. It's time to say, you know what? I might not feel like going to church. I might not feel like it's better to be in there than it is 1,000 days somewhere else. But God's Word said it is. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be there because I believe in the coming of the Lord, as we just read, that this could be one of my last opportunities to be in that kind of an atmosphere, brother, sister. I believe it's in Hebrews. Yeah, Hebrews 10:25. It says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. And Brother Bram said, some unbelievers. Not forsaking coming together because as the manner of unbelievers is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Brother Bram says this in Taking Sides with Jesus, 1962. See, if you don't go to church because you love the Lord, you might as well stay away.
Sure.
That's all, see, because you go there for love of God. Convinced then concerned, 1962, the Holy Spirit will bring forth a holy life. That is right. And if the desires in your heart is in your heart, if you have to force yourself constantly to try to press and do what's right, and the world is still hungering in you, then there is something wrong. And I'm here to speak it Christianly correct. A man that's been born again by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he does not desire the things of the world. He doesn't love the things of the world. I don't care what kind of clauses you've come up with. If you still love the things of the world more than God, you ain't got it yet. But I'm here to tell you with all that's in me, ask and you shall receive. Knock and you shall find, that you can still get it today. I believe with all my heart that this is the whole purpose of being here, brother, sister, is that the Holy Ghost could weed out these things in our life.
Amen.
And push away everything besides the seed of God that you have to believe in you.
Amen.
How in the world can you serve God without believing you're one of His?
Amen.
Amen. But God will not let you sit there like a sinner. He's given you power from on high to take that life and to manifest the Christian life out of you.
Amen.
Speak Christianly correct, that's an absolute.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
See, the Holy Spirit in you will not hunger for the world. It'll hunger for God. If it's hard for you to go to church and press yourself to come when the church is open, there is something wrong with that spirit.
Sure.
It's trying to keep you away from God. The Spirit of God will run you right straight to church every time the doors open for fellowship. You see, so you've got to be sure of this now. The time is at hand. So look, this is what I'm asking today. Is that an absolute to you, brother, sister?
Sure.
That there's no such thing as, oh, well, I can miss church for this or this. And sometimes we put ourselves in these situations and God's got to get us out of it. I've seen that before too, brother, sister, where you know you weren't serving the Lord for a while, got yourself in a mess, and it takes the Lord a while to unravel what you did. So you can go to, but here's the thing, you better believe it. Don't sit there and wallow in pity and say, oh Lord, it's so hard, it's so hard. No, you just say, Lord, I did this to myself. I'm so stupid. Right. Why? Again, don't swear by nothing. Let your yeas be yeas and your nays, nays. Lord, I am wrong. You're right. I should have done this. Instead of, well, I could have, but you know, it's just times are tough. See, that you ain't getting no blessing though.
Right.
You've made it more than yea and nay. And I look how Jesus says that. He says, whatever is more than these cometh of evil. Right. This is how the devil gets in any one of our lives. If he can get you just to break down any little bar. You know how easy it is? It's say, well, I don't have to pray every day. I don't have to seek the Lord every day. I can make some decisions on my own. God never made us that way, brother, sister. That's right. No, we didn't. He didn't ask you to even walk without holding His hand. Amen. He paid a whole lot that you could spend all eternity with Him. I'm pretty sure He wants to spend this side with you as well. Hallelujah. Somebody help me preach today. Hallelujah. When it comes to coming to church, brother, sister, first you got to get here. Secondly, is why'd you come? What's our expectation anymore? Is it just to have a service? Well, then go be a Catholic, brother, sister. But we didn't come here for that. The Bible says those that have a form of godliness and deny the power, He says, turn them away. Don't even go that route. Why? That's the devil, brother, sister. And anything more than calling that the devil is the devil.
Amen.
That's right. The devil tells you, oh, it's just a normal service. Just here. He'll get up and talk for a while. We might get up and sing and then we'll go home. Where's that expectation? That this is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I come in, if you've got an ailment, what do you come to church like? What do you come? Do you come expecting to leave healed?
Sure.
Come on now. You come discouraged. Do you expect to leave on fire again?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anything less than that, brother, sister, that's where the devil gets in and he burns our service to nothing.
Amen.
Amen. And don't you make it the pastor's duty to do it. It's the church, brother, sister.
Sure.
Hallelujah. I can't make a revival happen. Neither can you. But you need to have your heart open to the Word.
Amen.
Amen. You need to come expecting that this Word is not just a textbook, but this is literally the presence of God. Amen. This is literally the only one who knows my problem, who knows the solution, and who wants to do it for me, brother, sister. I've been to self-help. I've done drugs. I've done this. But none of that helped me. But I'm coming to the source that I know can.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Expectations 1961, he says, and wherever God is, supernatural is. Because He is a supernatural God working supernatural things. You believe that.
Amen.
So if you believe you're in the presence of God and you don't expect supernatural things, I don't know what God you're talking about. Because wherever God is supernatural.
Sure.
Wherever God is, He knows what's in your heart, brother, sister. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're saying. He knows what you're swearing by. And if it's by anything besides the Word, you're wrong.
Amen.
This is where we get off, as Brother Brand preached, presuming. And that's his whole point in the whole sermon, was you're just going off without actual authority.
Right.
Where if you've got the Word of God, you can go anywhere. It don't matter. The devil's defeated when the Word is there, brother, sister. Come out, church age book. I've read this quite a few times, but it's just so true to me. Paul saw it coming, but he warned them about this subtle priesthood that would come and take over with its false doctrines. He knew they would implement a way of worship that excluded the people from any part in a Holy Spirit ministry. And even right today, among those who claim to be free and full of the Spirit, there is not too much freedom in the laity. And the best we can see is a few preachers with inspired preaching while the flock just sits there and tries to absorb it. This is a far cry from Paul, who said that when all came together,
amen,
all had the leading of the Spirit, and all participated in spiritual worship.
There will be no freeloaders into the kingdom of God, brother, sister. That's why this whole idea that the nation's putting off on us about how we should just get free stuff and we don't need to put nothing into it and they should give it to us is actually ours because even though somebody else earned it, it really belongs to us because we're the people. That ideology is what makes Christians lazy, worthless, don't pray, expect someone else to. Don't bring the revival, expect the pastor to give it to them or someone else that's spiritual. You know, we'll have a good worship service if Brother James sings the right song. No, we'll have a good worship service when people worship. Because you can sing all you want to. I've watched them sing. That ain't worship, brother, sister. They might get emotional. That ain't worship. Worship comes from the heart. Worship comes from a life that's in spirit and in truth, brother, sister, where you know why you're worshiping the God you serve. I know where I came from. I know the life I had before, and you ain't got to force me. I don't care what song you sing. I'm here to worship my God because I was dead in sin and trespasses, and God came and took me out of that darkness and gave me life. And when I could have been distracted, I could have been deceived in every direction, some of me just kept pushing out. That ain't right. There's something wrong. I didn't even know why. There's something wrong with that, though.
Sure, amen.
What was it the whole time? The love of God being shed abroad to me. We act like we're doing God a service because we raise our hands. That's the least we can do, brother, sister. Hallelujah. Well, I'm a quiet worshiper. Well, I don't know where you're at in the Bible because I know what happened in the Bible. It said all the sons of God shouted for joy.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm not saying that to make us all feel bad. I'm saying that because that's the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
And that's why you're so weak because you ain't got it.
Uh-huh.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. There ain't nowhere else to find it. You can go get all the entertainment you want. You can do every fleshly desire you want. You're still going to be jealous of me because the strength I get from the joy of the Lord, you serve all of that 1,000 times.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. What is James telling us here? He's admonishing us. We've got to be careful about what we say, what we think, and what are we believing when at the end of the day? What is sin, brother, sister? It's unbelief in the Word of God. And Satan will not, none of you anyways, he will to someone else on the outside, but you know enough about the Word. He will not attack you without bringing some Word with it.
Right.
He will always tie in something that's either a quote or a scripture. But if you all know, if you'll just sit back, you know it's the devil before you get anywhere.
Sure.
Right.
But then we begin to talk to him. We're not here to talk to the devil. We're here to rebuke him.
Amen.
Some people believe we ought to pray to the devil. I don't pray no devil. I don't pray devils out. I command them to leave. I pray to God because prayer is not religious, brother, sister. That's what the world would tell you. Prayer is communication. Prayer is talking. You show me one time Jesus was like, oh yeah, let's have a whole discourse here.
Uh-huh.
Say, oh, on the throne, or when God was on the throne, he, you know, that demon spirit came up and he says, who's going to tempt Job? He said, I'll do it. Or not Job. It wasn't Job? Yeah, it is Job. When the sons of God came, the devil snuck in there and showed you that the devil still goes to church. Hallelujah. And he went there and says, look, he just said, go. He didn't like discuss it with him. He said, yeah, you'll deceive him. Go ahead. And he went. I'm confusing two stories. Let me back it up. One is with Ahab. That's what I'm thinking too. When he said, who's going to go deceive Ahab?
Right.
He said, I know how to do it. He's like, I know you do. Go ahead. Go deceive his prophets. They'll tell him a lie and he'll believe it and he'll get destroyed according to my will. See, the devil thought he was getting something done, but really he was just walking right into the plan of God anyways. Here he come around to Job the same way. He came up and said, you know, you skin for skin, you know, yeah, a man will give himself for his own life. And he said, go ahead, try it. But I'm here to tell you, I know what I put in that man. You can't do nothing to him. And he went there and he took away his family. He took away his things. He took away everything. What did we find out? Job really didn't love God and mammon. He really loved God.
Yes,
he did. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brother, sister. And what did the devil do? He fell right into the plan of God. Here come a man who didn't, who never had that real hunger to find out, wait, where am I going? What's really happening? He worshiped the Lord. He gave a sacrifice. He was a stable man as far as the things of God. But it took that traumatic event for the real Son of God to come out of him.
Uh-huh.
And it came out. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth.
Amen.
And though the skin worms destroy my body, in my flesh I will see God.
Amen.
And it brought forth the Son of God. The devil thought he was defeating Job. All he was doing is making Job what he really was.
Hallelujah.
He did the same with Jesus. He thought, oh, I'll kill him. That'll be it. Really, you just put him on the throne. Glory to God. And not him alone, but every son and daughter of God was redeemed back to the throne of God again.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's not a euphemism. That's not a type. That's the truth.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
He that overcomes will sit with me in my throne.
Yes.
As I've overcome and sit in my Father's. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother James, I guess, in the Bible. James 3:7 says, "For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things of the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. For it is unruly evil, full of deadly poison." Why did he say this here? He's showing you don't swear by anything because you can't control it anyways.
Right.
You're going to say things you didn't want to say.
Amen.
You're going to promise things you can't do.
Right.
Say amen.
Amen.
Where you've learned the only success you ever have is, Lord, I can't do this.
That's right.
But I believe you already yes. did.
Uh-huh.
I can't become a Christian, but I believe you already are one. And I believe you're in me, Lord. And I'm going to yield myself to that and let you move through me. How do you yield? When you're going down the street and that voice comes and says, say something nice to that person. What happens to us? We go, yeah, yeah, and we kind of get somewhere in between. And says, well, I would, but, you know, we're really not supposed to talk to strangers. Again, you're using something out in the world. What did the Bible says? He says, fear not to entertain strangers. For some have entertained angels unaware. I wonder how many angels have been turned down because we're all too scared of strangers. Some of you all believe that nonsense from the world. That's why, because you're speaking politically correct instead of Christianly correct. That's not a story. Look, if God led me, He's behind me.
Amen.
That man can't touch you. I've done it right in the face of some students. They were getting real arrogant with me or whatever. And I said, I told them how there won't be no nuclear bomb go off until I'm out of here. And they said, oh, really? I said, yeah, it's thus say the Lord. I don't care what you do. It's not going to work. I said, man, I really wish I had one here right now. I said, go ahead. Do whatever you want. It's going to misfire. Why? Because you're basing it on my word. I'm basing it on His word.
Amen.
He doesn't send judgment on the righteous, brother, sister. And even when it looked like it would be, Abraham thought that God would do it. Remember, he said, are you going to bring judgment on the righteous and the unrighteous at the same time? He said, won't the God of all the earth judge righteously?
Amen.
You better have a connection to God to be able to talk to Him like that. God, you sure you really know what you're talking about? And people think that that's disrespectful. That's what God made us for.
Yes.
To fellowship with Him. To talk it over. He didn't make the devil for that. As I said, when Jesus came to cast out the legions, He didn't have no conversation. They're the ones saying, you come to torment us. He said, well, not necessarily, but go.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Yeah, sure, you want to go in swine? Go ahead, I guess. But you'll be tormented at the time. See, the devils know their end. See, here's the thing I really believe. It's the devil himself, Satan himself, is the one that's deceived himself in believing he can beat the plan of God. The other fallen angels already made their choice and they know there's no way back.
Right.
They're the ones that are like, we're going to die here soon. You can watch them saying, we know who you are. You're the Son of God. But Satan himself, when he attempted the Son of God, he said, if you be the Son of God. How many knows that? He said that. He said, if you be, do this, do that. And he never believed it, but his minions did. They said, we know who you are. You're the Holy One of God.
Right.
He said, don't tell nobody about that. It says, if the devils would have known the whole plan of God, they never would have crucified him. That's right. Because they knew, they recognized it, but the devil himself couldn't recognize it because then he wouldn't fall into the plan of God. Brother, sister, apply that to today. This world is not falling apart and we're just all going to be destroyed and it's all hopeless. That ain't what's going on. Speak Christianly correct. God is getting His bride ready to take her home in a rapture. He's got to mold you and make you into the very image of the Son of God. And the only way to do that is to unleash every devil out of hell on you.
Amen.
That's the real picture. God's making us what we want to be.
Amen.
We've tamed everything but our old little mouth here in our thoughts. And many people have always got an excuse. Well, I just can't help. I can't help. Really, the Bible says you can. Let me find it real quick. I know you've all heard this a million times, I'm sure. But it's Philippians. Let me find out. I believe it's Philippians 4:8. I'll just read it to you. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace be with you. Well, Abraham says this coming out of influence. He says, God, it's in 1964. God's omnipresence knows what you're doing, and even your thoughts. One time while I was in a vision, I was speaking to a being standing by me, and he said, your thoughts are louder in heaven than your voice is on the earth. He knows what you're thinking. You might say you do this and do that, but see, down in your heart, if you think different, you're doing something wrong. You should be just what you are, see? The heart. The mouth should speak what's in the heart, see? And so we find that the people don't realize the presence of God. You know, they ought to be like David, the man that was after God's own heart. He said, the Lord is always before me. Wherever he goes, he remembers God is always before him. He's on my right hand and I will not be moved because God is on his right hand. Reverence. We ought to honor one another, respect one another as brothers and sisters, and love one another with undying love. You say, well, I just can't. Well, just stay here a little longer and then you will like people too. You'll love people who doesn't love you. That's a really good sign of Christianity. When you can from your heart, love those who don't love you. Love the unlovable. Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. Oh, really? Let me read this one. It's a little bit later in influence. He says, you be what you are. Stay what you are. You can't be Billy Graham, and Billy Graham can't be you. Your place is just as important as Billy Graham. If you're working for the popularity of the world, you might try to impersonate. You'll get nowhere in the kingdom of God. I'd rather be a doormat at the house of God. Stay what you are, what God made you. Oh, how we could say the reason they do that is because they're not conscious that God is watching. See, you lose the very thought of God being there listening at you. God is putting down everything you're thinking about, and he knows it in his recording book. Your thoughts are louder in heaven than your voice in the earth. Think the right thing. As I said to little Joseph, I said a little boy in this world, he stands right in the middle of the road, and he's pointing to Calvary, to Christ. There's a tree on either side of the road, one on the left side, which we call the wrong. If he starts smacking little boys in the face because they smacked him, and if they start doing these things, it pulls that little boy with the influence and makes him crooked. And if he takes this other side of the road, which is the Holy Spirit, it points him right straight to Calvary, and it keeps him that way. It makes you grow straight. Your thoughts, it's just as easy to think good thoughts as it is to think bad. Just as easy to think good of those who speak evil of you as it is vice versa. And a lot better. It'll make you grow straight, see? Stay straight with God. Brother, sister, we're past the day of excuses. I know you've had some bad things happen. We've all had bad things happen from bad people. But that never gave us a right to say anything bad about it. Amen. That's right. You don't have to think evil. And that's the reason you can't witness, brother, sister. As I've said before, if you don't have a thought in your mind that there's a chance, if you believe that person is serpent seed, you cannot witness to them. That's right. There's no way. Why would you witness? You say, you know they don't have eternal life, so why even bother? But if you have to have the mentality that each one can be saved. Amen. Amen. That's how Jesus approached the situation. He knew they couldn't be saved, and he still preached the word to every one of them. And then he got his disciples in secret and explained it to them. Oh, glory to God. This message has been all around the world. Any kind of people can listen to it. But you and me that's received the revelation of what was really said, brother, sister, that was with the hidden manna. That was in the hidden closet where nobody could approach to besides those invited by God. And you've been invited. How do you know, brother Andrew? Have you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Then you are invited in the presence of God. You don't have to yield down to those evil thoughts and those evil motives. You've got a power in you by the Holy Ghost to rise above that and say, I don't have to be that way.
That's
right. Sure, they've run me over the coals. Sure, they've done bad to me. What am I going to do about it? How about I do what the Bible says? Whatever things are pure, whatever things are holy, say, Lord, thank you for giving me patience. Thank you for investing long suffering into my life. Thank you, Lord, for giving me temperance so I could sit here and not say nothing about it. Hallelujah. What does it mean to be Christianly? It's really easy. It means to be like a Christian.
Right.
To be Christian-like. In a Christian manner. So wait, there's a way to look like a Christian? Yes, there is. You know what it is? It's the Word, brother, sister. Christians look like Christ.
Yes.
Christians act like Christ. And as long as we can't, don't go on the politically correct side where these people are still Christians. They're not. They adhere to Christians, and in that regard, sure, you'd call them Christians before you call them Muslims, because they don't believe in Muhammad, they believe in Jesus. But when it comes to what a real Christian is, you have to be like Christ.
Amen.
There's a highway and a way of holiness. There's a highway getting to heaven, but the way you travel on that road is holiness. Don't tell me a Christian or a woman's a Christian still chopping all her hair off and wearing pants like a man. It just ain't there. Don't tell me a man's a Christian still doing the things of the world, acting like all the boys, and, you know, letting a cuss word slip here and drink it up once in a while. Don't tell me that nonsense. Don't tell me that we're real Christians when we can't even praise the Lord when He comes and heals us supernaturally right in the middle of a service. Don't tell me that, brother, sister. There were 10 lepers. Sure, 10 of them got healed, but only one of them was a believer.
Amen.
That's right. Don't you be those others that turned away. How many millions came through the prayer lines in Brother Branham and got healed? We don't even know how many believed it. You say, well, you know, I got healed. That proves I'm saved. No, it don't. You have to believe the Word with all your heart. Speak Christianly correct. Either we're going to be all the Word or we ain't none of it.
Amen.
That's right. And whatever's more than yes and no is the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That was one other point I was going to make about the fellowship when it came to one of the main things I hate, and you all know this, and the Bible hates this, is any sort of respect of persons. That comes of the devil, brother, sister. Why? Because then instead of everything's yes or everything's no, there's, well, it's yes for these, but it's not for these. And it's yes. And this is what's caused so many people to run around away from Christianity. And it's been rebuked from the Bible time and time again. I'll just read you one real quick. It says 1 Timothy 5:20, let them that sin, or them that sin rebuke before all that others may fear. I'm going to have to preach on that for a second. Them that sin rebuke before all. We allowed to still do that? Well, as long as it ain't you, right?
Amen.
As long as it ain't me. Sure, rebuke before everybody. Blast them. Get them, pastor. You've met those people, man. They love hard preaching. And then the second you go to rebuke them, come on. Why are you all ganging up on me? Why are you picking on me?
Right.
You're wrong. Get over it.
Amen.
I'm to that point, brother, sister. I don't know. I love you, but I don't really care about your opinion. And you ought to love me and not care about my opinion.
Amen.
We ought to care about God's opinion.
Amen.
And I want to know if I'm toned up or not. And if it's got to come from a mule, amen. If it's got to come from a rock because nobody else will say it, amen. That's right. And if you don't have that attitude, I'm hating to break it to you. You're not a Christian. You're trying to base it off your feelings or base it on who makes me feel good or who pays for this or who does this for me. And that ain't Christianity at all. Man, ain't that, if that's the case, Jesus is the worst one there ever was.
That's right.
He led a bunch of people out in the desert or out in the wilderness to go hear him preach.
Uh-huh.
We can't get him to come to a nice, comfy, air-conditioned place.
Uh-huh.
Jesus made him go out there, but what I love the Savior is if you'll stay with the Word, He'll take care of you.
Sure,
they went all the way out there, and even He said, this is too far for them to go back. They don't have any food or water. They're fainting in the way.
Uh-huh.
But I'll take care of them.
Amen.
That's right. So what do we got? You show me one time Jesus worried about it. Remember the one time they didn't take bread? What did Jesus say? He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And they all said, is that because we didn't buy any bread today? And He said, how long? I know what he did is what most of us have had to do, and you've been on the other end of it as well. Just, how long are you going to think carnally about everything? How long is it going to take you to finally raise your level of thinking to the Word instead of your feelings?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean bread? He's like, I just took, and he even uses that example Jesus does. He said, I just took 2 loaves and 5 fishes and fed 5,000 men plus women and children, and you took up baskets. How many you got? 7 baskets, Lord. What are you worried about bread for? And we think we've done a sacrifice. Could you imagine feeling like him? I'm not telling you to worry about bread. I'm telling you to worry about that false doctrine that's trying to drive you away from this truth that I'm bringing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing in partiality. And brother, sister, that goes for every believer in here. If you want an influence, the main thing you can do, I don't even care if you're right or wrong all the time. We've all got our mistakes. We all do things. But if you'll be consistent on staying with the Word, you'll have an influence.
Amen.
too many times people say, well, you know, it's bad to watch these things. And then, well, brother so-and-so is going to watch Super Bowl at his house. And I guess that's okay today. Your influence is gone. Be careful, brother, sister. You have loved ones and you want to see them saved. Be careful about just fitting in. And this affects every single one of us. You know why? Because it's easier. It's easier to say, you know what? I fight the devil all the time. I don't want it to be awkward in here. I'll just do what everybody's doing. It's not inherently sinful. Well, it is now because you're doing it without faith. And the Bible says anything without faith is sin. So you don't judge it off their standard. Don't even worry about what they say about it, because that doesn't matter. What does it mean being Christianly correct? The Bible said, I can't do this by faith. It's sin.
Right.
Well, that brother seems to be able to do it with faith. He didn't say nothing about that. They tried that once with Jesus. What's going to happen to John? Jesus, Peter all worried about John. We all know Peter should have been worried about Peter.
Right.
And just the time you think you're worried about someone else, trust me, God's bringing the mirror right to you here quick. You better just go ahead and say, Lord, help me.
Amen.
Amen. When he said here, even when they send rebuke before all, the others may fear. That's not to pick on those people. It really isn't. It's that others, that all of us won't do the same sin.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Aren't you grateful for that? I'm so grateful that some of you have had some experience, even my dad, things that's happened in their life that helped me not make the same mistake. Praise God. I don't care where you're at on that equation. If you made the worst mistake in the world, praise God. Use it to make sure nobody else does it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't sit there and whine about it. Use it for the kingdom.
Amen.
How do you do that, brother? Be Christianly correct. All things work together for good to them that love God.
Amen.
Here's Brother Branham, and I'm trying to bring this to a close, but I believe you're hearing from the Lord today. Praise His name. Brother Branham made the worst mistake of his life. He had heard the call of God. Go to those Pentecostal people. Go preach them this word. Aren't you glad he eventually listened? Because we never would have got it. Had he got stuck in that Baptist denomination, he never could have brought this word. He says it himself. He said there would have been no place. The seed is not air with the shuck. But if there was no shuck, there'd be nothing to protect the seed from being destroyed. God needed that Pentecostal church to protect this word so we could have it today. And he made the worst mistake of his life, listened to his mother-in-law and didn't go because he said those people were she said those people were trash, and he didn't go. Lost his wife and baby from it. Hallelujah. And almost lost his life and his and Billy Paul. You can go look at the history of it. But he says later on, he said, I learned that he even says this, my first wife couldn't handle the ministry now. My wife now does. He said, God has used that. He said, anytime I see a cross-eyed children, I've always seen them healed. Because I can remember my little baby there in pain, having cross-eyes. And see how God, and this is where you have to really have faith. That's a trial, brother, sister. To watch your own baby die in pain and agony. This wasn't a nice, comfy house. He said there was bugs all over her face. Like I said, I just went to a funeral of a baby, and I can't imagine the feeling behind that. But God, in His wisdom, let the prophet do that so that hundreds and thousands of other children could be healed.
That's right.
Don't you tell me you got a better way than God's way. Don't whine about your suffering. Accept it. Even Him Himself, He got down and prayed. Remember, He said, Lord, what have I done? And He said, the devil came and said, you've sacrificed for the kingdom. You've fasted. You've prayed on every corner. And this is how He treats you? Taking your wife and baby?
Sure.
And he said, just before I said, that's right, devil. He said, something in me said, the Lord gave and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God can take some, you might, a seed when it's planted, it looks like nothing. You go find it once it dies.
Right.
You can't find it nowhere. It's a particle somewhere. But inside of there's eternal life.
Sure.
Inside of there's a life that'll push its way back out, brother, sister. You say eternal? I believe with all my heart the tomatoes I just planted, you could train it back to that first one God planted in the Garden of Eden. That's right. God does things the right way, brother, sister. And you might be at that time in your life where everything's falling apart. Everything's dying. Don't say what the world says about it. Whine and complain and, oh, it's all God's fault. No, God's taking that seed and He wants a crop. He wants to see it fulfill His word in this day. And brother, sister, the only way for that to happen, the only way to have the greatest victory is to have the greatest opponent come against you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us not be partial. Let us not change our rules depending on who it is. Let us all put our mouths. Why did God give you a mouth as I close? Why do you have a mouth?
Come on.
To say His word.
Come
Amen. Why do you have a voice? To proclaim the voice of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You have no other purpose than that. And the Holy Spirit, if you claim to have the Holy Spirit, the only thing it can say is the Word.
Amen.
It will never make excuses. It will never bypass the Word. It will say what the Word says. If you've got something that makes you try to bypass it or say, I know the Word says, but I feel this way. I'm telling you right now, you're not under the influence of the Holy Spirit.
That's true.
You're under the influence of a devil. And we're all susceptible to that. But it's time to say, Lord, I take this vessel. It's all I got, Lord. It's not much. But Lord, I commit it to you. May this be a vessel for the Word of God to be proclaimed out. Hallelujah. This is, let me just finish on this quote and we'll stand here. 1962, the seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. If a heart condemneth not, there you are. There you are. But stay with the Word where there's nothing condemned. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus that walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. The Spirit leads with the Word because the Spirit can only come out of the Word because His Word is Spirit.
Amen.
The real true Spirit of God can only speak the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you're dealing, even what we just said there, with condemnation in your life, I'm going to tell you why. You're not saying the Word.
That's right.
You're not doing what the Word said. The Word said if you've been born again of the Spirit, He says those that are in Christ Jesus, there is now no condemnation.
Not at all. Amen.
If you've received the Holy Ghost, you need to get to the place where you recognize there's no condemnation in my life. If your heart condemns us, the Bible says God is greater than our hearts. Aren't you grateful for that?
Amen.
That even when you think you're lost, God's Word is still supreme. Even when Sarah turned her back on the promise of God because of her tie to Abraham, God could not destroy her.
Amen.
You're part of the promise, Sarah.
Amen.
Even when she tried to take herself out of the promise and say, go get Hagar and use her for the promise. Go to this other brother. Go to this other church. Go to this other minister. He said, no, I said you. And God has ringed in your voice when you heard this message.
Amen.
You heard your theophany.
Amen.
It rings your voice out of heaven. Said, your mind, you say, Lord, I can't do it. I can't do it. It comes back and says, but I chose you.
Amen.
Glory. Let's be Christianly correct that the Word is my absolute.
Amen. God, thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
And let my voice only say what the Word says. Let's stand together.
Oh, hallelujah, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed Lord Jesus.
Oh, glory to God in the highest. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Satan, you're defeated
praise
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, blessed be His name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be His
name. Praise God. Praise God.
Jesus be the Lord. today, Christians. Say what that word says. Come right now. Come forward for prayer. This atmosphere. Wherever you find yourself, brother, go ahead and come forward. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else, come now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's take our expectation, raise it above carnality, raise it above your feelings. Tired or you're uncomfortable, get it way above that into heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He said, if any of you, the two of you agree on one thing, I'll do it. Hallelujah. Let that faith rise until where it doesn't matter what the devil does, what you feel like, what you think, none of that matters. Lord, I'm doing what the word says. You promised to fulfill your part of it. Hallelujah. Be in one mind, one accord. That's when the Holy Ghost came down at Pentecost. It's the same for us today. Don't let no passing thought come about anything besides, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified in every need here. That every need's going to be made. It's going to be met today right here in the service. And Lord, I put my faith behind my brothers and sisters. That, Lord, I believe with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. and praise now, children.
Jesus be the Lord of all. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Worship Him your own
hallelujah,
way. Give Him praise and thanks to His holy name.
Father,
oh, we worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. You're worthy of all praise.
Savior.
Thank you for coming here today
name,
and hearing our prayers,
name,
Lord, and doing what no
name,
man can
Jesus.
Do, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Satan, you've been defeated. You have no power.
Amen.
You've been stripped. Oh, thank
Jesus.
You, Lord Jesus.
Praise
thank you for the victory,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you for
hallelujah,
love. Oh,
hallelujah, 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 Father.
Oh,
blessed be your name. Blessed be your name.
Glory, glory, glory.
Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh,
I love you, Father.
Praise
the Lamb of Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord, glory.
Oh, God, the privilege to have our eyes open. Lord, our ears to hear, Father.
Thank
our hearts
you,
sealed with the Holy
thank
Ghost.
You, Lord.
I appreciate it, Father.
Oh, brother,
thank
sister, His presence
Lord
is so
Jesus.
Close to us today.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Don't
hallelujah,
leave bound. Leave free
Jesus.
In the Spirit of God.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, blessed be His name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Don't have a
hallelujah,
passing
Father.
Doubt go through your mind.
Praise
think
you.
That word always.
Praise.
God hears your prayers today, brother,
hallelujah,
sister.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
for
thank
leading
you, Lord.
Our footsteps,
thank you, Lord,
in the path of righteousness, Lord.
Just worship His
that
holy name.
That we can
name.
Follow
give
that light,
and
Lord.
Praise.
Keeping our eyes
oh,
zeroed in on Calvary,
name.
Lord
blessed
Jesus.
Be your name.
Praise
blessed
thy holy
be your
name, dear Jesus.
You know
glory
He's that close,
thine.
Oh, thank you,
glory
Lord.
To thy name. Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, just standing all up,
hallelujah.
And brother, sister, take a moment and think about Him being here with
hallelujah,
us.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He could be anywhere
praise
else, and He came to
name.
Visit with us this afternoon.
Praise Thy name, dear Jesus. Oh, blessed
you're special
your name.
People in God's
blessed
eye. He loves
name.
You, brother,
blessed
sister.
Be your name, Jesus.
Don't
praise
worry now.
You,
don't fret
Jesus.
Now.
Praise
He didn't bring
Jesus.
You this far to let you
oh,
fall off now.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Just commit your heart to
praise
your mother, sister, whatever's
name,
holding you back.
Name,
He'll take
Jesus.
It away. Just seek
thank
Him first.
You, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Is there anyone here with all heads
oh,
about? Just rededicate
Jesus.
Your heart to the Lord and say, Father, I'm here to seek first
oh,
the kingdom.
Lord,
it is righteousness.
You, Lord,
I'm here to
Jesus.
Believe you with all my heart. I don't know what gifts I might have, but I've
hallelujah,
got a voice,
Jesus,
Lord,
Lord.
And I want it to be
I
used for the kingdom.
You,
take away all my
praise
doubt.
You,
take away
Jesus.
My fear. Take away
hallelujah,
my complaining.
Jesus.
Fill me with the love, joy, and
praise
peace of the Spirit.
Praise thy holy name, dear Jesus.
The Lord, even those
praise
I contact
name,
in life,
Jesus.
May they
might be able to feed off of it, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I really be praise a witness for
name.
You,
praise
Lord.
Thy
hallelujah.
Name, dear Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be thy
hallelujah.
Name. Blessed be thy
thank
name,
you,
Father.
Lord.
Oh,
thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Praise you, praise
oh,
you.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Let's sing. I want to live the way he wants me to live. If you don't know it, it's 493. Let's give him praise. Make declare it with all your heart today. I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to today. Can we sing? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ask be given unto you.
Ask and it shall be.
Seek and ye shall find.
Oh, seek and ye shall find.
Knock and it shall be opened.
Knock and it shall be opened.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sing that again. Ask and it shall be given.
Ask and it shall be. Ask and it shall be opened unto you.
Seek and you find.
Seek and ye shall find.
Knock and it'll be open.
Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let's seek him one more time. Seek ye first.
Seek ye first the
praise and worship today. Oh, glory! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've got any confidence in me as a servant, Lord, I'm here to tell you those burdens I've watched lift off some of you right here, right in the service of God. I don't presume these things, brother, sister. And honestly, that soon and very soon, I got to sing that before we get out of here. I'm looking for that. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. I'll be done with all this down here. But brother, sister, how many seen the presence of the Lord in this place? I mean physically. How many have seen it in this room before? Is it cloud coming here? The pillar of fire coming here? You know what? I'm going to say it like this. I believe it with all my heart. I don't always see it. A lot of times I don't see it. You all do. And you know what? Sometimes that can get you a little discouraging. But remember what Jesus said. Speak like a Christian. What did Jesus say? Blessed are those that haven't seen yet still believe it.
Amen.
Amen. You can. And if you've spent any time in the presence of the Lord, well, you have. All you have. Because you've been here. I don't know if you have anywhere else, but you have. You feeling better now, sis? You look a lot better. Praise the Lord. So do you, Sister Juanita. Praise the Lord. God is faithful, isn't He? Brother Herb, I'm glad to see you looking a lot better too, brother. The Lord knows, don't He? He cares about us. He comes here, and many times, as I said, I fight the same fight of faith you do. I still have times where I don't see it, and I think, why does somebody else get to see that? I'm the preacher crying aloud. Why do I get to see that? Don't speak like that. Speak like the Word. What do I care? Did they get healed? Praise God.
Amen.
Did that encourage someone's faith? Praise God. Go ahead, sis. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you love that? Doesn't that just encourage your faith, brother, sister? Going through the trial, but knowing if I stay the course on the Word, it's going to come out right. And the devil fights me, that's just more evidence this is exactly where I need to be. Look at the rebuke to that. How many people my age, my back hurts, I can't make it. I'm too tired today. You're more than twice, a little bit more than twice my age. Come into the house of God. Brother Roy's faithful as anybody in here. I'm sure he's got his aches and pains like all of us do. Praise the Lord for that, brother, sister. What does that show you? There's something more real than carnality here. This is the power of God that does these things. Glory to God. Amen. We'll be all day testifying now. I just feel so good. I really do. I could just right through that window, brother. No problem. Hallelujah. We got fellowship out at my house today. Please come. Let's have a good time in the Lord. And eating natural food and spending time in the Word together. You saying the Word? You are the Word, ain't you? I'm the Word. I believe that with all my heart. Let's spend it together. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that with all heart as we go today. God bless you. Go back.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going.
Believe it with all your heart. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, soon. We are going to see.
Thank you, Lord.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Go ahead, Dave. God bless you.